Hello, 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 everybody. How are we doing? This is 50 Pips, 26th of August, 2015. Just doing a very quick morning call. Again, if you guys like these, I'll try and do them a bit more often, but just make sure to share them and move them around so we see if we get enough interest. We'll try and do these at least a couple of times a week. So, what's going on here? As we said yesterday, just keep in mind the moves can be very, very aggressive, right? We talked about the fact that ES was looking very heavy and that don't expect this to catch a bid straight away, and that the knee-jerk reactions to the upside can be just as aggressive as the ones to the downside, also highlighted by the action we got yesterday on that press into the 1950s and then closing them back down on the lows. Now, keep in mind that the focus will remain from the other day, those big ranges that were set, right? So the market is just looking for direction, looking for continuation now. Keep in mind that the main relationship to keep an eye out for the Forex guys now is that equities euro kind of situation. So as long as the equities stay heavy, euro is likely going to stay bid, euro, GBP, etc. But if the equities catch a bounce, you're going to have very little edge in trying to stay long euro. You'd expect euro to come back down. So the focus is, if you're looking at something, if you want to have a better visual representation of this, just get on a euro 4 hour chart or a euro GBP 4 hour chart, and you can see those sharp peaks up with those 4 hour negative closes. So that's kind of like the peak with those lows we put in the ES, right? So those are the ranges that have to play. But unless the ES continues to, the equities, DAX 2 breaks new lows, likely that's going to be set in place, and a lot of the shorts are going to try to be playing off of that. As far as the commodity currencies play, I think that Kiwi and Aussie are just too messy. They're going to have to need some time to stabilize after what happened. There's going to be very little edge trying to play inside that range, and I think a lot of the professional guys are going to be backing off. CAD still remains very, very interested, especially seeing what's happening in crude and seeing if we can catch a little bounce in crude. Everybody's a bit confused because of the way, bonds, gold are reacting. They're not really highlighting too much of a mega panic across the board. Just let things settle, and don't forget we got Jackson Hole coming up, so we could see a lot of wheeling and dealing. Okay, have an awesome one, guys. If you like the content, just share it, and we'll do more of it. Okay, have an awesome one. Take care.